でお二人は交代交代でやられる感じですか？
いや、私が日本から英語に訳して、もう一人の方が英語から日本に。
ああ、そうですか。わかりました。
なので、しつけは応答の時だけ。
そうです。
ま
あ、日本語で言ったと思います。
1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3
英語から日本語の方にこちらに来てます。
英語からそうですで、記者の方がもしその日本、英語で質問があったときに、
はい、
そのままのブスタマンテさん、ブスタマンテさんがお話に流れちゃうと、
はい、
英語の考え方がちょっとチンプンカムになっちゃうんで、
はい、
ちょっとその質問を訳しになって、
あ、ちょっと日本語に訳して、
それからお答えになるという方が見て
ます
ね。
わかりました。
Just so that the Japanese recruiters will be able to understand, before you answer in English, could you allow Hirao-san to first repeat the question in Japanese?
Sure.
Thank you.
Could you write the name of this gentleman that has been with us all the time?
Would you like the first one to be distributed now in English?
Yes, please.
Yes. Can you repeat it right again?
Yes.
The English part, and then and the Japanese too?
Yes,
it's just around the
Japanese.
The two now?
Yes. Very quick to meet, yes.
Organizing the
presentation. Oh, thank you. Hola. Yes, it was.
Good.
Oh, yes.
Good. I wanted to hear that. It's been three
yes.
days.
Oh, yes. Definitely. Thank you.
Good.
I will mention that there is a version in Japanese in such a way.
Yeah, but I think it's better if you say it in Japanese here. Yeah, I mean, most of the people say it in Japanese.
But they are going to have a text in Japanese. So there is no need to waste time in, you know, I will read it in English and they will follow the version in Japanese. It's a literal translation.
So I'll just read it by paragraph.
Oh, Oh, they have that?
No, I just forgot. It was
all right,
same.
Yeah. So instead of shooting. Okay, then we will go ahead and in every paragraph.
Have you read one article?
Okay.
Yes, I need you to know.
You see, we will follow this.
Okay.
In every paragraph.
I will do that.
Yes.
Okay.
Featured on the internal article, of course. Get more into your articles.
Oh, I'm tired.
I'm sure.
I'm sure. I'm
No, right now. Yeah, as soon as possible.
As soon as possible.
As soon as
it's
ready.
As soon as possible.
Yes, go ahead.
国連コールセンターの千葉と申します。本日はお運びいただきましてありがとうございます。 Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Kiyosh Chiba of UNIC Tokyo. It is indeed our pleasure for UNIC Tokyo to have Mr. Dr. Bustamante to speak on his fact-finding mission to Japan. 手短に、ご挨拶と会見の進行についてご案内申し上げます。1時間程度の記者会見となります。ブスタマンテさんは英語でお話しされますが副次通訳がつきます。お話が終わり次第時間の許す限り、ご質問をお受けいたします。大使館や NGO の皆様の ご参加もいただいておりますが基本的に、記者会見でございますのでご質問については、メディアの方の、優先してお受けいたします。なお恐縮ではございますが写真はお席からさせていただけますようお願いいたします。また携帯電話は、マナーモードにお切り替えください。 At today's press conference, Mr. Bustamante will speak in English with consecutive interpretation in Japanese. Q&A will follow his speech. As it is a press conference, we will basically take questions only from media representatives. In case you take photos, please do so from where you are seated.And we will be grateful if you could kindly switch your mobile phones to manner mode. Thank you for your cooperation. さて、ブスタマンテさんは現在31ある国連の人権特別手続きの、住者の人権を扱うマンデートホールドでいらっしゃいます。移住者の人権は人権高等弁務官が今年1月、発表した戦略プランの6つの優先課題の、1つに入って、いる重要課題でございます。特別報告者には政府の招請を受けて各国を訪問し実情調査を行う任務があり2005年の就任以来ブスタマンテさんは韓国、インドネシア、米国などの国々を訪ねられております。今回の訪日も日本政府の招請を得て行われているものでございます。現在オーストラリア、カナダ、南アなどから招請を受けていらっしゃいます。日本訪問中ブスタマンテさんは政府、NGO など数多くの方々と面会をされましたが後日その報告書を作成しまして人権理事会に提出をされる予定です。ドクター・ブスタマンテ is a mandate holder of one of 31 thematic special procedures of the United Nations focusing on the human rights of migrants. The theme which has continued to pose a big challenge for the United NationsIn fact, the High Commissioner for Human Rights has made the subject of migration as one of six thematic priorities for the biennium 2010 and 11, as set forth in the Strategic Management Plan issued this January. In the discharge of his functions, the Special Rapporteur conducts country visits at the request of their governments, and since his appointment in 2005,Dr. Bustamante has already visited several countries, including South Korea, Indonesia, USA, Mexico, Guatemala, Romania, UK, and Senegal. If I'm correct, I think Japan is the first country for him to visit in 2010. The countries currently invite him to visit are Australia, Canada, India, the Philippines, South Africa, and many others. During the stay in Japan, Dr. Bustamante met a range of Japanese people, including from governments and NGOs, and migrants as well. Later, he will produce a comprehensive report on his mission to this country to submit to the Human Rights Council. Now, without further ado, I'd like to give the floor to Dr. Bustamante. Dr. Bustamante, please.
Thank you very much. I would like to first to thank all of you for your presence here, and I would like to just to emphasize one thing that it was said by Passing, which is that this is not a final report. This is just the completion of a procedure that is customary for the end of the visits of special rapporteurs to country, and this is basically to have an exercise of transparency over the type of things that I have heard and observed during my visit here in Japan. So I am not supposed to make a final recommendations or a final versions on which is going to be part of the substance of my final report. So please forgive me for not being able to answer questions that imply definitive statements, because this is only just a report on my observations without making any kind of judgment on what I have heard or observed. When I finish my report, I will submit the report first to the Japanese government. The Japanese government will react to my report, and I will take into consideration the reaction of the government, and then I will make a final version that I present in the Human Rights Consultation in Geneva, and the delegation of Japan will have the opportunity to make a final statement in reaction to my presentation of the final report. So, I'm sorry. The translation to Japanese.
あの、今日は皆さんお越しいただきましてありがとうございました。あの、今回ちょっと始める前に一つ強調しておきたいことがあります。あの、今回発表する内容は、あの、決して最終レポートというわけではなく、今回、あの、様々な場所を訪問して、あの、観察したことを、この訪問のプロセスの最後に、あの、まあ、情報を、あの、ちゃんと、公開するために、あの、今回の記者会見を、あの、させていただいてます。なので、あの、ちょっと申し訳ないのですが、その最終レポートに含まれるような、あの、本質など、そういった、あの、内容については、あの、今日は、あの、述べることはできません。あの、今回、この後にレポートを完成して、あの、そのレポートを日本の政府に提出しまして、日本政府の反応もしくはインプットをいただいた後に、最終レポートを、国連の、人権理事会に提出します。あの、ということなので、あの、これから、あの、記者会見を始めさせていただきます。
A version in Japanese has been distributed to you, and that's a literal translation of what I'm going to be reading in English. And I just also want to introduce my colleague, Valentina Milano, a lawyer that has come from Geneva to assist me in all the things that are related to my visit. I want to express my thanks also to the International Organization of Migration, the IOM. They have been very helpful in the preparation of this visit. I also want to express my deep gratitude to Mr. Okamoto, who has been extremely diligent and generous with his time in the preparation for various meetings that we have had. Then I will now proceed to read. You can follow the translation in Japanese that has been provided. Go ahead.
今お手元にあると思いますが、そちらにある日本語訳が今から発表される内容の訳です。あと、お礼をいくつか申し上げたいのですけど、まず、IOM の方にお礼を申し上げたいと思います。また、今回いろいろな訪問に、いろいろな NGO など市民団体を訪問するにあたって非常にお世話になって尽くしてくださった岡本さんにもお礼を申し上げたいと思います。
I also want to express my gratitude to the interpreters that have been so professional and efficient in accompanying me and during all my visits. One of them is here and I don't see the other one.Is probably working with the Japanese version. I hope that is distributed on time for you to read it.
すみません。先ほど一つ申し上げたのは、あとアシスタントのバレンティーナ・ミラノさんも、ジュネーブの方から来られた弁護士で、今回私のアシスタントとして手伝っていただいたのでお礼を申し上げたいです。あと、通訳の者にもお礼をということで、私以外にももう一人いらっしゃるのですが、その人はまだ来ていないんですけど、もしかして日本語の訳をやっていてちょっと遅れるかもしれないということです。
Thank you. Then here I go. The UN expert on migrants' human rights on Wednesday praised Japan for some of the measures it has taken to alleviate the impact of the economic crisis on migrants. But based on information provided by representatives of the civil society, he noted that it is still.Facing a range of challenges, including racism and discrimination, exploitation, a tendency by the judiciary and police to ignore their rights, and the overall lack of comprehensive immigration policy that incorporates human rights protection.
移住者の人権に関する国連特別報告者は、経済危機が移住者へ与える影響を低減するために日本が取った措置を評価する一方で、市民団体から提供された情報によると、人種主義、差別や搾取が存在し、司法機関や警察に移住者の権利を無視する傾向があり、また人権の保護を含む包括的な入国管理政策が欠如しているなど、一連の課題が存在することに注目しています。
The UN Special Rapporteur on the Human Rights of Migrants, Mr. Jorge Bustamante, was speaking at the end of a nine-day visit to Japan, conducted at the invitation of the government, in order to observe and report on the human rights situation of migrants in the country.
国連移住者の人権に関する特別報告者、ホルヘ・ブスタマンテ氏は、日本における移住者の人権状況を調査し、国連人権理事会に報告するため、日本政府の承認を得て、2010年3月23日から31日訪日し、本日9日間の日本滞在の最終日にあたり、以下の見解を表明します。
In Tokyo, Nagoya, Toyota, and Hamamatsu, the special rapporteur met with ministers, officials of central and local governments,international organizations, lawyers, school teachers, academics, members of the civil society organization, as well as migrant women and men and their children. He also visited East Japan Detention Center, foreign schools, and met with migrants associations. The special rapporteur expressed appreciation to the government for its cooperation, as well as to various organizationsThat provided support for his mission, in particular the International Organization for Migration and also the representatives of the civil society, NGOs. The special rapporteur. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
特別報告者は東京、名古屋、トヨタ、浜松を訪れ、大臣、国や地方の行政機関及び国際機関の職員、 弁護士、学者や教員、市民団体のメンバー及び移住女性、男性、子どもたちと面談し、東日本入国管理センター、外国人学校、移住者団体等を視察した。特別報告者は実態調査をするにあたり、日本政府や国際移住機関、市民社会団体などの小機関団体に支援をいただいたことに感謝の意を表明します。また、さまざまな市民団体にも改めて感謝の意を表明します。
The special rapporteur noted that the government's efforts to address the seriousness of some of the human rights problems faced by migrant workers, in particular in the aftermath of the economic crisis. He cited as positive examples the launch of an emergency program to teach the Japanese language to those migrant children who had to leave foreign private schools to attend Japanese free public schools as a result of the financial crisis, and the provision of financial support to some foreign schools recognized by the local governments, saying these were, quote, noteworthy measures to work towards realizing the right to education for migrant children.
特別報告者は、移住者が直面する人権問題の深刻さに対処するため、日本政府が行っている努力、特に経済危機後に進めた取り組みに注目します。1、金融危機の結果、私立の外国人学校を退学し、日本の公立学校に転入する移住者の子どものための日本語指導の実施。2、地方行政により認可された一部外国人学校への助成などは、移住者の子どもが教育を受ける権利を実現する注目すべき取り組みであり、積極的な例として挙げられます。さらに、地方行政レベルにおいても、国からの助成金を受けて、公共職業安定所に通訳を配置したり、日本語学習支援基金の創設、愛知県などにより、企業が移住労働者やその子どもたち向けの日本語学習教室を負担するなど、興味深い取り組みが進められていることが分かったとブスタマンテ氏は述べました。
Bustamante said he had also learned of some interesting programs at the local level. This included placing interpreters subsidized by the national public employment agencies and establishing funds, for example, in Aichi Prefecture, to which companies contribute in order to pay for Japanese lessons for their migrant workers and their children. The creation of the Council of Cities with high concentration of foreign residents, a forum where 27 municipalities gather to discuss how to better address the needs of migrants. It is also a positive initiative, he said.
どう対応すべきか議論する場として27の自治体が集まって設けた外国人集中都市会議もまた積極的な取り組みであると特別報告者は述べました。あと、すいません、ちょっと数行、今の段落で抜けている部分があるんですけど、こちらまた後ほど訳を提供いたしますので。
Nevertheless, the special rapporteur said many challenges still need to be addressed by the government of Japan in order to protect the human rights of migrants and their children. He listed some of the most important, along with some preliminary recommendations on how to improve the situation. While Japan started receiving migrant workers 20 years ago, it has yet to adopt a comprehensive immigration policy that provides for the protection of migrants' rights. A clear and comprehensive immigration policy should therefore be adopted, which would go beyond managing the entry and stay of migrants. It should establish institutionalized programs designed to create the necessary conditions for the integration of migrants into Japanese society and the respect of the rights, including to work, health, housing, and education without discrimination. In this context, the ad hoc provisional measures recently adopted by the government should be transformed in long-term policies.
しかしながら、移住者及びその子どもの人権を保護するために、政府が取り組まなければならない課題も残されている、とブスタマンテ氏は述べました。状況改善に向けて最も重要性の高い懸念、及び予備的な勧告として以下のような課題が挙げられます。日本は20年前から移住労働者を受け入れるようになったが、移住者の権利保護を保障する包括的な移民政策は実施されていません。移住者の上陸・在留を管理するだけでなく、移住者の社会統合及び就労・医療・住宅・教育を含む移住者の権利を尊重する条件を差別なく作り上げる制度を実現するための明確かつ包括的な移民政策の実施が必要です。日本政府による近年の一時的なその場しのぎの措置は長期的な政策に変換していく必要があります。
Racism and discrimination based on nationality are still too common in Japan, including in the workplace, in schools, in healthcare establishments and housing.As recommended by the UN Committee on the Elimination of Racial Discrimination, Japan should adopt specific legislation on the prevention and elimination of racial discrimination since the current general provisions included in the Constitution and existing laws are not effective in protecting foreign residents from discrimination based on race and nationality.
国籍に基づく人種主義及び差別意識は日本に未だ根強く、職場、学校、医療施設、住宅などにおいて見られます。国連の人種差別撤廃委員会が勧告で示したように、外国人住民を人種または国籍に基づく差別から効果的に保護する規定が憲法や現行の法律に欠けているため、人種差別の撤廃と防止のための特別な法整備が求められます。
The industrial trainees and technical interns program often fuels demand for exploitative cheap labor under conditions that constitute violations of the right to physical and mental health, physical integrity, freedom of expression, and movement of foreign trainees and interns.In that and in some cases may well amount to slavery. This program should be discontinued and replaced by an employment program.
研修技能実習制度は往々にして研修生技能実習生の心身の健康、身体的尊厳、表現移動の自由などの権利侵害となるような条件のもと搾取的で安価な労働力を供給し、奴隷的状態にまで発展している場合さえあります。このような制度を廃止し、雇用制度に変更すべきです。
The special rapporteur heard recurring complaints about the fact that the judiciary does not recognize the rights of migrants as spelled out in national legislation, but instead favors Japanese nationals.The special rapporteur was also informed by some migrants that the police in many instances refused to address complaints submitted by migrants or that relate to conflicts between migrants, including complaints by foreign women on domestic violence. According to a number of migrants, urgent measures should be taken within the judiciaryand law enforcement agencies to guarantee the effective implementation of the rights of foreigners without discrimination.
特別報告者は、司法組織が国内法の規定に従い、移住者の権利を認めるべきであるにもかかわらず、日本人を優遇しがちであるとの証言を多く聞きました。また、警察が外国人による苦情、または移住者同士の争いなどに対応しない、例えば外国人女性が関わる家庭内暴力の案件を含む、という実情も移住者から聞いています。一部の移住者によると、司法、法、執行機関内で外国人の権利が差別なく実質的に保障されるよう緊急な対策が必要であります。
The policy of detention of irregular migrants raises a number of concerns, in particular in relation to the generalized policy of detaining irregular migrants, including asylum seekers, parents and children themselves, for prolonged periods, in some cases as long as 2 or 3 years, which amounts to a de facto indefinite detention. Clear criteria should be established in order to limit detention to the cases where it is strictly necessary, avoiding detaining persons such as those who are ill or who are the parents of minor children. Importantly, a maximum period of detention pending deportation should be set, after which foreigners should be released. Moreover, there are serious concerns with regard to appropriate health care not being provided to migrants in detention centers, and the lack of effective mechanisms to monitor human rights violations occurring in detention centers and to examine complaints.
非正規滞在の移住者に対する収容政策、特に庇護希望者、子どもの保護者及び子ども自身を含む非正規滞在者の全体収容主義、また場合によっては 2,3 年という事実上無期限収容に相当する長期収容が存在することなどに懸念を表明する。収容必要な場合のみに制限し、病気を患う者、未成年者の保護者などの収容が避けることができるよう明確な基準を示すべきである。退去強制過程における最大収容期間はお定め、期間が満了した時点で非収容者を解放すべきである。さらに収容所において適切な医療が提供されていない人権侵害に対する有効な不服申し立て及び監視制度がないことも深刻な懸念材料と言える。
The special rapporteur said he is concerned by the high incidence of domestic violence against migrant women and frequently against their children as well. He is particularly concerned by the fact that foreign women depend on their husbands for the renewal of their residence permits, even when they are victims of domestic violence, and that courts decide on children's custody on the basis of the existence of these permits. Appropriate policies to protect and assist single mothers and their children who find themselves in this extremely vulnerable situation are lacking and should be adopted and implemented urgently.
特別報告者は移住女性及び往々にその子どもに対する家庭内暴力 DV の頻発に懸念を表明する。外国人女性がたとえ DV の被害者であっても在留資格の更新において夫の協力に頼らなければならない状況や、またその在留資格の有無に基づいて子どもの親権が裁判で定められる状況に特に懸念を表明する。非常に弱い立場に置かれたシングルマザー及びその子どもの保護支援のためにの適切な政策が不足している。至急政策を策定し実施するべきである。
A considerable number of migrant children in Japan do not attend school. Government efforts should be increased to facilitate that foreign children study either in Japanese or foreign schools and learn Japanese. The special rapporteur heard many cases where parents of children born in Japan or who have lived there up for 15 years, having recently deported or detained, resulting in the children being separated from their parents simply because of their irregular residence status. In accordance with the principle of the best interest of the child, families should not be separated.
多くの外国人の子供が日本において不就学の状況にある。外国人の子供が外国人学校または日本の学校で学べるよう、また日本語を効果的に学習できるよう促進する措置を政府は強化するべきである。特別報告者は、日本で生まれ、10から15年間暮らしていた子供の親が退去強制処分となったり、収容されたりし、非正規滞在という在留資格のみに基づいて、親子が離れ離れになった数々の実態を聞いた。子供の最善の利益の原則にのっとり、家族は分離されてはならない。
The special rapporteur heard repeated complaints in relation to open discrimination against migrant workers by their private employers with regard to remuneration, promotion of opportunities, access to healthcare for accidents in the workplace, and threats of unfair dismissal. In many cases, migrant workers, both regular and irregular, informed us that they are employed under precarious and discriminatory conditions with temporary contracts that do not entitle them to access social security services. Therefore, special attention should be given to monitoring the conditions under which private companies employ migrant workers.
特別報告者は、重労働者に対する民間雇用者による雇用、昇格機会、労災の際の医療へのアクセス、不当な解雇、脅迫における明らかな差別の状況を聞いた。正規、非正規を問わず、移住労働者は多くの場合、短期契約で働いているため、不安定で差別的な条件で雇われ、社会保障及び医療サービスへのアクセスがないと信じている。民間企業が移住労働者の雇用条件を監視する制度に特別な注意を払うべきである。
This is the end of the press release document that we prepared for you. And now, I will try to respond to your questions. Please identify yourselves with your name and the name of the media you represent. Go ahead.
これがプレスリリースの、終わりです。で、これから、質疑応答に入りたいと思います。ご質問がありましたら、まずお名前と、社名をおっしゃってください。
じゃあ、そちらの女性の方、最初にお挙げにな
ってください。マイクを使っていただいて。
申し訳ないです。マイクが参りますので、ちょっとお待ちください。
Michi Unakamoto, Financial Times. Thank you very much, Mr. Bustamante. I would like to ask you a question about what you described as, you said in some cases the situation is sort of similar to slavery in terms of the training program. In some cases may well amount to slavery and that this should be discontinued.You also mentioned the unfair treatment of migrant workers. Can you provide us with some examples of what kinds of things that you've heard about, the kind of treatment that these migrant workers have received?
Unfortunately, this is the kind of questions that I cannot answer because they will go in my report.
I see. Well, then could you perhaps provide us with...your views on why this is happening.
Again, that'll be making a judgment. And that's another no-no.
So you can't?
No.
When is your report coming out?
Probably around September, October of this year.
Thank you.
失礼いたしました。今の質問は、実際の報告書の内容に関するものだったので、そちらなどに関しては今は 意見を言えないということです。そして、レポート、最終レポートの方は、今年の9月か10月頃に出される予定です。
じゃあそちらの、
Arno David of Freelance, hello. Two very quick questions. First, will you be recommending that Japan include non-Japanese in the basic law of education, the Kyoiku Kibonho, because it only applies currently to nationals, to citizens. It does not apply to non-Japanese. And the second thing related, will you be talking in your report about having the Japanese government say good things about non-Japanese? We hear a lot of the bad, very little of the good, talking about how migrant workers are actually immigrants.
Yes.
まず一つ目の質問なんですけれども、今現在、教育基本法というのは日本の国籍を所有する人のみに適用するんですけれども、それが外国人にも延長される、
該当するように推薦しますか、
に推薦、していただけますでしょうかというのが一つ目の質問です。
一つは移民と移住と住民になるか、そしてちゃんと日本政府が外国人のいいことも言うのかということ、それでも推薦しますかと。
外国人のいいことを誰がですか。
だから外国人は悪いことばっかりのこと、犯罪とかを言うんだけど、外国人のいいところも言うかどうか。
日本政府が外国人に対して悪いことばっかり、悪い印象ばかりを与えているんですけれども、そういうその反対のイメージもアピールするかどうかということ、違いますか。
日本に、OK、 ごめんなさいね、はい、申し訳ないです、はい、第2の質問はですね、今まではですね、移住の人たちについて話したんだけれども、移民についても言及しますかということ、そういうことはですね、内閣 の声明とか外国人の犯罪のこととかも言うんだけれども、いいこともやってるんですので、そういうことも強調する、発表することも、そういうことも推薦しますか、これからの報告では。
To the first question, I don't know yet. You asked me if it would be my final report something. Well, I don't know yet because I will be making my mind when I have all the information, all the effort, all the reactions from the part of the government.And also some clarifications that we will be looking for before writing the final report.
一つ目の質問ですが、はっきり申し上げますと、今のところまだ分かりません。報告書を提出する前にまでに、その回答についてはまだ検討したいと思っています。と言いますのは、まだいくつか情報待ちであったり、あるいは日本政府からの、反応とかも待っておりますので、いつか情報を待った上で、決めたいと思っております。
In regard to the second question would be the same thing. I don't know yet what I will recommend.
Thank you. 二つ目の質問に関しても、同じで、やはり、まだ今のところ勧告の内容がどういうふうになるかというのは分かりません。
I'm Farshad Hosseini from the International Federation of Iranian Refugees NGO, which today we organize an international protest day for, against of the immigration and refugee policies of the Japanese government in all around the world. And it's going to take place in America, in United States, Canada, Australia, and some European countries.But I would like to draw your attention in because we are working in a situation of refugees from Iran, and we have one particular case with the name of the Jalal Amalzadeh Noi, famous as a Jamal Sabri. He has been here for 20 years in Japan, and he applied for for more than 10 years political asylum. He's a very famous political activist in Germany, and his photos and article was published in the media, in Japanese media and in the websites. And now in 4th of the March, the Japanese authority, they arrested him, and now he's in detention at risk of deportation to Iran. And as you know, that the number of execution in Iran for political activities is in higher level, and we are sure that if he's going to be deported to Iran, he will be executed immediately. We have lots of information and sources that what's going to happen. And I would like to draw your attention to this very important matter. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'd like to draw your attention to the point that I raised at the beginning of my speech. Please, this is a press conference, we'd like to make priorities on the questions from the media representatives. I appreciate your understanding. Other questions, please?
Thank you for taking the question. I'm Maegawa from Asahi Shimbun, Nationwide Newspaper in Japan. I hope I get another... Well, I'm afraid I get another I don't know yet answer, but I have a courage to ask you a question. Well, my question is about the Korean Japanese living in Japan. Well, Koreans are one of the oldest and the major immigrants, migrants, so to speak, in more than 50 years for having a historical background. And the new Japanese government is putting a new policies to make the high school education free from this April, and they're probably, they are excluding the Korean high school from getting the subsidies, and because it is believed to be related to DPRK, which has a very, you know, sensitive relationship with us, diplomatically. So how do you react, and or I should say initial feelings, not the judgment, about this excluding Korean high school kids out of the Japanese free high school education? Thank you.
朝日新聞の前川と申します。もしかするとまだ分かりませんという回答がをいただくかもしれませんけれども、まあ、勇気を持って質問してみます。私の質問は在日韓国人に関する質問でありまして、ご存知の通り、在日韓国人というのは日本で一番多い、移住者であります。まあ、歴史的な背景から、一番、多数の、移住者です。で、今年の4月から、日本政府は新しい政策を実施し、高校の無償化を、導入します。その際に、韓国人学校、韓国人学校の高校はその無償化の対象にならない、つまり助成金を得ることができないということなんですけども、これは、北朝鮮との政治的な問題に関わっています。これに関して、ブスタマンステさんはどのように、反応されますでしょうか。
One thing that I explained to manypersons that complain about abuses of human rights is that the United Nations has several avenues to present individual complaints, and I suggested that they should try these avenues. My own office as a special rapporteur for the human rights of migrants can receive complaints specifically. These complaints follow a regular procedure, which is first to ask the respective government for their reaction on the denunciation of the facts. Then, after the reaction of the government, the United Nations has also procedures to have a follow-up on that. So, in regard to your question, I might have suggested to some of the Korean workers here to follow these avenues. And so... I don't have to answer your question, which you are right, that will be reserved for my final report. But this is something that that I can inform you that I've heard a very good number of complaints about that kinds of discrimination that you are alluding to.
Little follow up.
よろしいですか。そういった不服が終わりでしたら、私の、提案としましては、国連にはいくつかの、不服申し立て制度というかそういったあのパイプがございますので、それを活用していただくことをお勧めします。例えば私の、特別報告者の事務所というのもそういった不服申し立てを受け付けております。ですので、そういった、サイトを利用していただきたいと思いますし、また、これは移住者に関しては私の方ので受け付けております。そして、それに対して、また、あの、日本政府の、反応を、要請すること、あの、の反応をいただき、それに対してまた国連の方でフォローアップするということが可能です。また、あの、おっしゃる通り、私は今、あの、いただいたご質問に対して、あの、直接お答えすることができませんので、それに関しては、やはり、最終報告書の中で、あの、お答えすることになるかと思います。
Could I have a little follow-up? It's procedural questions. Well, you said something, there is some avenue for individual to complain, to submit complaint to the United Nations system. But I suppose the Japanese government doesn't ratify all those international conventions that back up all these individual complaints, because we don't have a national domestic human rights institutions for getting all those complaints. And we don't, I suppose the Japanese government takes stance that, you know, the Japanese ordinary people have such a right to submit complaint directly to the UN system. つまりあの日本政府は、例えばこの移住者に関する権利条約も署名批准しておりませんし、他それに伴う別の国際条約、例えば、人種差別禁止条約についている附属議定書とか、選択議定書とか呼ばれる、いわゆる個人通報制度に関する議定書を批准しておりません。なので日本国民は、UN の、国連のシステムに直接通報するという担保が法的担保がないと思うんですが、その点についてのクラリフィケーションをお願いします。
Yes, I'm glad to clarify that Hello? I would like to clarify that the Japanese government is in compliance with the treaties, and I must inform you that the Japan has approved and ratified the International Convention for the Civil and Political Rights.
And not the additional protocol.
What?
Not the additional protocol.
Optional protocol.
But that's enough to include the basic human rights that are contained in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. So based on that, the Japan government has the responsibility to comply with this convention. And the Japan has a very positive record in terms of abiding by the treaties that they have signed. So in that respect, I think that it should be distinguished in terms of my mission, what pertains to my observing facts related to the treatment of migrants in Japan from the obligation of the countries of origin to respond to violations of human rights of their nationals in Japan. That's a different matter. And I don't get involved with that. I get involved only with the information about violation of human rights of foreigners in Japan. Yes.
Just to add something on the procedure, while the committees of the UN need a ratification of the optional protocol, for example, the special procedures, special rapporteurs of the UN, even if the government has not ratified a convention or a protocol, the rapporteurs can always receive complaints. So there's no need to have ratified any specific document or accept the competence of the rapporteurs. So all the rapporteurs by the UN can receive complaints by Japanese organizations or persons.
And I found that this is... let me just finish this. I found that this is not done. There are many grievances that I've heard that they should try to spread the word that there are avenues that can be followed.
に、批准しておりまして、そして、CCPR、自由権規約、も、承認しています。ただ、選択議定書に関しては、まだ採択されていない、批准していません。ただ、CCPR、自由権規約に批准していることによって、基本人権、が、に関する、あの条約が、守られてい
い。簡単に言うと、はい、あの選択議定書とそのスペシャルアプローチ特別報告者に対するあのプロシジュアは違うということで、選択議定書を批准していないからといって特別報告者に対するあの訴えができないわけではない。だから特別報告者に対してダイレクトに訴えるルートは、あの選択議定書を批准していない、今でもできるという、そういう答えです。
ありがとう、友達さん。
まだあの、お手を挙げていらっしゃる方、たくさんいるんですけれども、時間の関係からと、まあ、1つか2つ程度ということでお許しください。はい、マイク、お待ちします。
すみません、あの日本語でじゃあ質問させていただきます。NHK の田中と言います。2点ありまして、まあ、この報告というかその、まあ、予備的な勧告ということですが、まあ、この日本のこの、移民に対するその現状はですね、そのブスタマンテさんがその他にアメリカとかはいろいろ調査されたということですが、その世界と比べてその今どういう状況にあるというかですね、世界と比べて遅れているというか、まあ、その対策が十分なされていないというふうな感じなのか、まあ、それあの答えられないというのであれば、その専門家の立場で結構ですので、答えていただければなと思うのが1点と、あともう1点、そのこの、韓国の一番最初の近年の一時的なその場しのぎの措置というのは、これは具体的に何を指してらっしゃるんでしょうか。
So, this is Mr. Tanaka from NHK, and he has two questions.
The microphone's on your own.
Oh, I'm sorry, I apologize. Hello, I am Tanaka from NHK. I have two questions. My first question is, as you have observed the current situation in Japan, the current situation involving immigrants, and I understand that Mr. Bustamante, you have also researched similar issues in the United States and other countries. So I would like to ask how you think Japan's current situation compares with other countries, whether it is advanced or behind, things like this. And also, if you are not able to answer, perhaps in your capacity as a special rapporteur, because this is not the final report, as an expert, I would like to ask your opinion. My second question is considering your comments about the temporary measures. the ad hoc provisional measures adopted by the government, and you recommended changing them into long-term policies, but which measures are you talking about specifically?
It's difficult for me to divide my personality between my hat as a UN special rapporteur and my other hat as an academician. You could use my email to ask me that question, and I will respond to you from the University of Notre Dame when I get there next week. But in regard to your question about details of which one of the measures, I don't remember them all, and that's the reason why I have a general suggestion, and I would like to stick by that. Thank you.
なければいけないといったジレンマに置かれていますというのは、一つは私が国連の特別報告者として、もう一つは学者としての帽子をかぶらなければならないんですけれども、もし学者としてお答えするんでしたら、来週大学の方に戻りますので、その時にお答えできるかと思います。ただ今は全般的に全て具体的なことに対してはお答えできないので、今全般的なご回答しかできません。
あと1問ということで、
毎日新聞の篠田と申します。ブスタマンテさんが今回日本で聞き取り調査をなさった移住者の方々、出身国ですね、大体どのあたりの方が多かったのか、ブラジルとか中国とか、それをいくつか挙げていただきたいのと、あと、この、特別報告者の立場でこのように日本を調査するのは今回が初めて、日本を調査するのは初めてか、この2点、手短にお願いします。
My name is Shinoda from 毎日新聞。My first question is,since you have had many hearings with foreign residents in Japan, I would like to ask mainly from which countries these residents were from. And my second question is this your first time as special rapporteur of coming to Japan to investigate this topic?
Thank you for your question. The representatives of foreigners and foreigners themselves that I have heard and that I have met, were from China, from South Korea, from the Philippines, from Brazil, from Peru, and basically those were the migrants' nationalities that I met.
What was your question?
Is it the first time you come here?
It is not the first time that I come.
As a special rapporteur.
A special rapporteur is my first time. And but I have been in Japan. This is my fifth time that I am in Japan. Previous times had to do with the fact that of my academic work as a faculty member of the University of Notre Dame.
ご質問ありがとうございました。私が今回、面会した外国人、または外国人団体の代表者は、中国、韓国、フィリピン、ブラジル、ペルーなどの国籍の所有者でした。 それから2つ目のご質問なんですが、今回特別報告者として特別報告者として日本に、日本を訪問するのは今回が初めてです。ただ日本を訪れたのは、これで5回目になります。前回、初めて日本に来たのは、学者としての立場で来まして、ノルデン大学の、仕事の関係でこちらに参りました。
Thank you very much for your time.
どうもありがとうございました。どうも気をつけてお帰りくださいませ。
I need to know for you to rest for a while. Thank you.